නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස.
Yes, taken 2 days off from your routine to practice 2 days retreat meditation. How do you feel? Other people, anything? Or you have some suggestion? No. This is not meditation position. This posture is conquering the Mara. This posture not meditation position. This posture. But usually this is the most popular Buddha image. This mudra, you know, this is when the Buddha, actually at this time, still at the stage of Bodhisattva stage, actually. But generally also consider looks like the Buddha, recognize. So during the Buddha's time, the Buddha, he showed like that. Actually at that time, Mara attacked, so he did. So his eyes is alert and mindful. Not to say impossible, open your eyes also, but usually that is expert level. Expert level, even the eyes open, depends if you want to switch your mind to deep state, it is possible. But for the training level, you have to close 5 doors and keep open 1 door. 5 doors means eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. And you have to close all first 5 and then to keep the mind. So that you can get jhana. But for the expert, anything also possible. You see, when they exercise their abhinya psychic, you know, they just go into the psychic abhinya citta for one consciousness only, and then they emerge, and then they produce the psychic power. So this, for such a brave thing, they don't even need to close their eyes, don't need to do anything. They just can just anytime they can just exercise. So expert is one thing. Training is another. The Buddha definitely is expert. He can enter any state if he wants, you know, in any situation. But usually it shows with the eyes open, it shows the alertness of the Buddha. And also show the compassion the Buddha is like that. So you see, when we show the Buddha image, you don't need to show the Buddha in. So far, I don't see any Buddha image showing the Buddha in Nirodha Samapatti or something like that. So usually, it's more like approachable time. Yeah. So whenever the monk see the Buddha, usually the Buddha see the Buddha when the Buddha was approachable. So like that. So from the Buddha image, no need to go and yes. And speculate about the teaching. No need to do like that.
After lunch,
close
eyes still
not
closed.
Yes. That's why also, based on that reason, the Tibetan tradition, they also teach the meditation, like looking at the sun with the eyes open and things like that. But this way, you know, the doctrine and whatever, this way is different. They apply different principle. But in the Theravada teaching, it is given very clearly. You close all 5 doors and open 1 door, so that your jhana consciousness can be continuous. But it's not say impossible. Expert can you know, expert is not ordinary room. Expert can jump jhana also. No need to go through first jhana, second jhana, third jhana. You can just straight to fourth jhana, straight to neither perception nor non-perception. This is expert. You know, like that. So for you, if you open your eyes, you'll be affected by what you see. Right or not? Ordinary person, when they see, they will be affected by what they see. So the mind cannot run, function 100% fully in an unbroken flow. The idle effect. You see, there are six types of thought process. Idle thought process, ear thought process, nose thought process, tongue thought process, body thought process, mind thought process. So in order to get jhana, you should throw away all five and then just stick to one mind thought process. And only mind thought process, you can have the jhana more than seven jhana. You can have more than seven jhana. Jhavana. Jhavana is the karma creating consciousness. You know. If you feel really sleepy, depends if you have to check whether you have a real tiredness or you. If just the mind need to be trained to be alert, then it's different. Usually when people come into the retreat, if their work is too hectic, their life is too hectic, usually I let them be more freedom at the first 1 or 2 days. Freedom means, in a sense, I don't encourage you to lie on a bed for a long time. I just say you don't need to use your alarm. You just go to sleep early. And then the moment you wake up, you're not supposed to attach to your bed and just get up. So let your natural need be satisfied. So after that, you work hard. Then if you really stay sleepy, sometimes you open a little bit, it's also okay. Then you observe your breath for a while, focus. Then you close. It can help a little bit. Sometimes balance is walking and standing. Walking meditation and standing meditation. What method you practice here? Yeah? Breath. The Buddha introduced, all the past Buddhas also introduced this Anapanasati. It's a very special object. Not too gross. It can be very subtle. Up to a point, you know, when it becomes more and more fine, longer, when your concentration deeper and deeper, then slowly, you need more mindfulness in order to follow. Actually, when the object gets more and more subtle, you need more mindfulness to follow. Without sufficient mindfulness, you cannot catch up with it. So this, it arouses your mindfulness and strengthens your mindfulness up to a point, then the object changes from breath to light. Then, you see, here is the breath. Once you see the color of the breath already, light, and slowly, it becomes nimitta. Nimitta. So once it becomes nimitta, this is object, and we call sign of concentration. This can be used for developing higher concentration. Focusing on nimitta, you can progress much faster. But if your nimitta is not matured, and you focus and then you get distracted and concentration can fall down. But if your nimitta is stable and then you focus on it, your concentration will progress much more efficiently. Meditation become much a much more pleasant experience. So sleepiness is one of the early hindrances. It's easier to conquer. Restlessness and wandering thoughts is more difficult to conquer for modern people. Sleepiness, if you sleep enough, you know, sometimes you can just try, you know, okay, now I have this weekend to myself. Okay, see how long you can sleep. Sleep until you get bored. Then after that, well, don't you want to meditate or do something? You know, you cannot sleep anymore, you cannot sleep any further. Then you meditate. Ah, you get hard. Once a while can try like that, because you don't know. But for meditators, for our meditator in our monastery, I don't encourage you this way. But for people working outside, sometimes we don't know, you know, how much accumulation of fatigue you have. So because of that, you know, give you one chance. Not all the time, one chance. You know, rest until you get fed up. You no longer want to rest. Then after that, you start meditating. Then you no more excuse. You know you have rest enough until you get fed up. You know. But for meditators in the monastery, you know, you have no excuse. Because you don't have a tension life, you know. Full of a tense life or whatever. No excuse. But sometimes you don't know. Sometimes maybe your work, family, friends, you know, many things in our modern life that can affect you. So because of that, usually sometimes you start off by throwing away all the excuses. Then after that, 1 or 2 days only. After that, okay. Then, maybe, do you have low blood pressure? Do you have? Are you sure? You check? When was the last time you checked your blood pressure? Sometimes low blood pressure also can cause problem, you know. Be careful. Interest also. And then if there's no other reason, then maybe you just do walking and then standing, and then after you do like that. And sometimes in the Buddha taught Venerable Mahamoggallana, sometimes you reflect on the teaching also can arouse energy. You reflect on the Buddha's teaching, then you can, that energy comes up. This is also another way. Like that, no? Then visualizing lights also. For those who have the white casino or whatever, something, you go and visualize the light, think of the light, look at the light, then this one also can throw away sleepiness. And then the Buddha also have a wisdom of our acupuncture point, you know. The Buddha taught, you gotta wash your face and then rub your ears, you know, which is very true. You rub your ears, you know, sometimes you rub your hands because of this acupuncture point. So then you can activate, your body can activate. So this is also one way. So many ways. Thinking of dying, recollection of death. Am I going to die in such a state? Groggy state? No, I don't want. Okay, then change. Actually, all we need to do is every day we reflect a little bit on life. That life is so short, and one day I'm going to die. One day I'm going to die. You keep doing this, you will find your Dharma practice, your energy and motivation for your Dharma practice will be different. Recollection of death is very precious thing. I find very helpful. Just remember, death is coming to me. Death will come. Death will come. So many of the things that disturb you, whatever, you know, attachment or whatever, just not it won't hold on to you so much already. Only when we live in a very narrow time and space frame, you know, we think, oh, I, you forget about other things, other people, I, and then only now, as if this is permanent. No, it is not permanent. Happiness also not permanent. Suffering also not permanent. So this, especially remember death. This is very helpful. It makes you cherish your present moment even more. 死随念，老人家听得懂吗？ 死随念，我们知道死亡会来临的时候呢，我们就会比较珍惜现在，我们也就比较放得下。人死的时候，你什么也要放下，由不得你不放下。 所以倒不如心不要挂碍，不要抓得这样紧，不要执着。This is very helpful Dharma practice, recollection of death. Simple only, just know, death is coming to me, death is coming to me. Death came to all people, including, suppose they say Jesus Christ can revive a person from dead, but he could not revive himself. When he died, he died. So who? No exception. Nobody exempted from death. all the so-called prophets, you know, saints or great beings, rich men, kings, all lie. So this is very important thing. So sometimes you see people accumulate wealth, you know, accumulate this and that, to the point they sacrifice too much. They sacrifice their family, they sacrifice their children, they don't take care so much. They're only about money. Then it's a pity. You know, how much money can you use? You cannot use. Most people have enough for the rest of their life. Many people. So that is important. So if you want to progress in the Dharma and you want to progress in meditation, let every day remember that. Then what should I do? What's the most precious thing in my life? Then definitely you will come to the conclusion. It's Dharma. It's Dharma. 如果你醒觉到死亡会来临，其实你会知道最有价值的东西就是修法了。 What you don't want to let go, like or don't like, life is so uncertain. Life in samsara is so uncertain. 轮回里面的那个生命轮转是最没有保障的，最不可靠的。 This is important meditation technique. 这个是很重要的禅修技巧，最主要的禅修技巧是心里要把垃圾放掉，告诉自己放掉，这样子把握。好，欢迎大家 welcome you to Dharma practice. And if you sometimes hear dengue, you all can go and meditate dengue near. And sometimes you don't want to be so near to your home, you want to go far away, then you can go to Kuching, Kuching or Monastery, you can also go. It's a whole year round, you can practice whole year round. If you still want to go further, you think, oh, this Kuching is too near, you want to go further, then go to Pa'au, go to Nauyana, Sri Lanka, Burma or Sri Lanka, you can practice. Yes, diet is very important. But Theravada's understanding is that not everyone is the same. They try to stereotype and make everyone the same and only this way. No, not necessary. Our understanding is not like that. Different people, they need different diet. For example, you know, we thought we have the best diet in Kuching, you know. You know, we have Chinese food, healthy, you know, many types for you to choose. There's so many times, because when there are many people, you know, people wouldn't be able to cook one dish big. You know, in order to have sufficient amount, they cook one, then after that they cook another and cook another. So they have 6-7 types so that you have sufficient quantity. And the idea is not to have many types, the idea is to have sufficient quantity. But to have sufficient quantity, you know, people wouldn't be able to cook so much, you know, in big quantity. So they cook in many types. So that's why. So people can choose this and choose that. Then my friend, Amar, last time, 2011, he came over, I invited him from India. I didn't realize, I thought he must be very happy eating in our place, you know, because in India you only eat one dal and rice, you know. I was in his house. Then he said, after he went back, I said, how do you feel, Kuchi, everything? He said, everything is so good, fine, except food. I said, what? Food? Your house only one dish, and I'm so plenty of dish. I miss my dal. You see? Really, you know? So this time, now he's in Kuching. I invited him back. Now, because he got a brain tumor. So, I happened to call him just 2 weeks before he was about to make an appointment for operation. So I decided, no, it's a bit dangerous and this kind of thing is in India. Better come over. So I've sent him to check in Singapore and then now try to maybe use natural therapy. I try to see. The doctor said can delay. So anyway, he comes here. I make sure he got the healthy food. But no matter what, we give him the best. I still make sure he get down. You know, what you think is best, but not for him. Then you feel on my stomach, no, I feel uncomfortable. I feel a bit, it's hard for me in the food. I thought you got the best food, you know. You got the lotus root, you know, which you don't get there. You got this and that, you know, lots of variety. And all for him to choose, but no dal. You know. So that's why different people, food, diet, depends on individual. Like, and then you say chili and spicy, you cannot say. Like, for example, if you invite Aryadhamma Mahathera and then Bhante Arananda, they're so used to spicy food, so much spicy, you know. To them, it's nothing already. So, when he came here, you know, we don't have so much this spicy. Not that they want the taste, not the taste, you know. It's so cold. So instead of, if you don't have chili, he asked for pepper. He said, doctor, I cannot, too cold for my stomach, cannot. So then we realize that all they need to do, they don't ask for much taste. They just want to have sufficient warm things, you know. Either pepper or chili or whatever. Or even you just give them chili to bite enough. No need to say very good cooking. Monks, they don't ask for too much, but they need that balancing. So for them, we think when we teach chili, you know, sometimes we get agitated, easy to get angry, whatever. But for them, they are calm and balanced all the time. Because they have been taking chilies from childhood. And then they also have been training their characters from childhood, you know. So all these monks, Sri Lankan monks, you know, they are sometimes can be very gentle and then not easily agitated, not angry. But they take a lot of chili and spicy things. So you cannot say this is not suitable, their diet is not suitable for meditation. So many arahants, you know, in the past, you know, from Sri Lanka. Come on. So diet is important, but I think we have to respect people are different. So, I think as long as we are free from greed, we can choose our diet with wisdom. If our mind, we don't eat with greed, we just think, is it suitable? Just try. Not suitable. Okay, don't take. So it can choose is better. But sometimes monks are a big problem. You know, when there are a lot of monks, okay, fine, we choose, you know, people also don't look at us so much. But if you are the only monk receiving the dana, you know, actually once you offer, you got your merits already. But somehow, you know, we know sometimes people still feel, well, I prepare so hard, you don't even take a spoonful. You know, so because of that, we get into the habit of, you know, touching on everything. Usually if I'm alone, I would just everything, I try to make sure I take everything from every plate, you know, so like that. So sometimes also may not be so suitable. For example, people think, oh, ginger is so good. Everyone want to force me to take. I say, no, I know I cannot take ginger so much. You know? So when people give me ginger, it's horrible. I can take ginger, but not too much. Nowadays, because of this 原始点, original points. This exercise. So they always promote ginger so much. Everyone like it. I say, sorry, not for me. I take ginger. But they a little overdo already. I think too much. Not for me. If I take more than the certain dose, I think it's too much already. Cannot. So different. So let our own natural instinct tell us. Our instinct is very sharp, provided our mind is pure. If our mind is greedy, oh, just because this is expensive stuff, you know, this is rare stuff, you know, this is difficult to get, this turtle is, you know, how difficult you catch and just, you know, then they take, you know, they're horrible. Very horrible. Just because it's a rare item. Chinese, they like to take it rare item. But it's rare, they think it's precious. This is wrong. For me nowadays, I cannot take meat. Sometimes happen to get a little bit, you know, mixed into the food or whatever. I find very hard. Because meat is very low quality. Actually, in terms of energy, very low. But well, people want to talk about vitamins. Actually, you don't need to ask the scientists, you know. It is wrong. To ask a scientist what is the best diet. No, I don't think there's a best diet for everybody. Everybody's needs different. So let our mind be free from greed and just take and based on our, you know, observing. If you're sensitive, you're calm, your mind is clear. Then you know what is suitable and what is not suitable for you. But if it is greed, the greed will, you know, corrupt our perception. Then you cannot know. If your mind is clear, usually, naturally. For example, when we go for wandering in India, whatever, a lot of sweat. Very strange. You just think of you want to take salt. Then I go back for salt. Can you give me some salt? Then people give me some salt, and then I put salt. We can ask like medicine. So it's a life medicine. So I put into the water and drink. Oh, so nice. Usually we don't drink salt water here, but when you sweat too much already, naturally our body will tell us. We tell us what to ask for, what to look for, naturally. So like that. So necessary to have diet. But I think vegetarian diet is very suitable for meditators. But somehow strange, my mother couldn't. My mother without meat, she suffered. Oh, she just, and recently also one of the monks, oh, who just have to take meat. And yet we cannot ask for meat. Monk, we cannot ask for meat. It's prohibited to ask for meat. So, but anyway, we just keep quiet lah, no? Hope his karma ripened well. But somehow, I don't know, the devotees realize, you know. So they also bring meat. We don't cook meat in our monastery. We don't provide meat. But they bring from outside, we don't stop. The reason we don't provide meat in the monastery is it's difficult to get the meat which satisfies the three conditions. You don't see, you don't hear, and it is not killed for you. We hold a higher standard for these three interpretations. But if pindapata, you know, people just put into your bowl, this is definitely not killed for you. And you don't see, you don't hear, and it's not killed for you. So this one is definitely okay. But still, I find, one time I went for pindapata, I decide, today since I go for pindapata, I will only take food from the pindapata, I won't take food from the monastery. But it's a horrible experience. Meat is horrible. I really took. But it was a horrible experience. It was so difficult. The meat energy is very, very low. If you really check, maybe one or two exceptions for some karmic reason, but generally for most people, I think meat not so suitable. And artificial meat worse, you know. Don't take artificial meat, you know. Don't take this jiazhou not so good. So just take wholesome food. I think in the city more difficult to get wholesome food. Unless you really go to the organic shop or whatever. More difficult to get wholesome food. When I was in China, they always bring me to the best restaurant they want to bring me with a special room to yourself. But that's the worst food I got. So at first when I'm not familiar, I keep quiet, I just tolerate all that. Later, I just asked them, you really don't have a time to cook one or two dish for me? You know, a simple food, I only ask for simple food. Then they realized, they got a shock. They realized that the teacher actually don't appreciate all this luxury. You think it's luxury for you? You think it's the best? Because of you pay a lot, you feel psychologically only. But if you are free from this psychological influence, you really try and taste the food. For sure, if you go to the big restaurant in China, the big city, especially in Beijing, you get the poorest food, the worst quality food. You get sometimes a lot of these toxins. But in the countryside, less. In the city, all the beautiful vegetable, beautiful fruits. No, it's true. But people are not sensitive, they are numb to it already. So wholesome food, you want to know what is wholesome food, don't go and judge and go and ask the nutrition. No need, you just be clear. And no need to use any other technique, you know, all this. No need, no need to use any other technique like this. Your mind know. Actually, you sometimes one look already you know. Sometimes you take and you try yourself. But don't go and criticize, you know. People apply this way, apply that way, it's fine. But I propose a better way. It's just using your direct perception and just clearly and free from greed, free from preconceived idea. Just take, then you know. Clearly, when your mind is clear, you know what food is suitable for you, what food is not suitable for you. You know how much to eat, where to stop, you know exactly. Huh? Any other question? Meat eating. Yeah, low energy. How to describe? You know, when you eat, you know. You know. Like, not to exaggerate lah, you know, even to exaggerate is like eating what very bad tasting. So very actually it's very low energy. You can sense it. And then it is like taking something which is impure. You're taking something very impure. You know? Like dirty things like that, you know. It's just like the children, they take the kind of junk food. They think it's nice, they don't feel it, you know. Because of the craving, you know. But I don't know, I cannot take junk food. You know. Sometimes it happens to people offer, insist, so okay, happen to take. It's, junk food is very low. Junk food, you just take. You know, I don't know why they like. Those days, you know, because of craving only we like. If your mind is clear, free from craving, you just eat. You eat junk food, usually, most junk food have very low energy. Meat are similar. Meat similar. I don't know. You can try. Try to eat without greed. Try to eat with pure mind. Just know the taste that come to you. Just know the taste. Then somehow you will discover. This low energy comes in different, you experience it differently. But if you have greed, then different. You know, all these, sometimes certain things is not suitable, but people say, this is expensive, it's so rare, very difficult to get, very expensive. Oh, then you think, oh, okay, I cannot throw away. Then you eat. Most people are like that. This is also one way to develop compassion. You think of this, oh, this is meat, this is another being. But for myself, I look at it differently. For myself, if it is a living, then yes, I feel. But if it is already dead, for survival, I have no problem eating. Because very clearly, you're eating meat, you're not eating life. You're not eating life. But if you point, kill this for me. Then it's it. So there was a story about a real life story many years ago, last century. One plane fell in South America. You know, they stay there, they 80 over days. They eat each other's meat. I don't think there's any problem if for survival. You know, even you eat your own sister's meat, but die already. I don't know, I have no problem. I have no problem eating even, you know, the clothes. But if it's dead, it's dead. I have no problem. But no killing. No killing. We do cause them, but if it's already died, you know, actually. But the thing is killing for us. What's the definition of killing for us? Different interpret differently. So for that reason, because during the Buddha's time, the mass killing is not so common. So mostly people kill themselves what they want to eat. So because of that, even in Nepal today, you know, if they kill a cow, you know, all the family, they just share out, today they kill this cow. Not cow, buffalo. In Nepal, they don't kill cow. So they divide, oh, one piece. I saw them dividing. And so not so much, more like barter or sharing, less of a commercial skill in the countryside. So the modern days, because of this commercial scale, you feel it's not killing, you know. Well, it's kill, not for me, not my name, but for buyer. So actually for buyer, and you end up as a buyer, it's difficult to say it is not killed for you. It's very difficult to say it's not killed for you. And if a monastery allow meat, then usually if it's 500 residents in a monastery, or 300 or 100, and every day if there's a one dish of meat, it's difficult to say it's not killed for the monastery. It's difficult to say it is not ordered. You may get from a market, but the demand is so big, the moment you don't, they will, their business will come down, you know, you don't buy. So I would interpret it to be not the meat allowable by the Buddha. But for me, my vegetarian food taking is more for health. Yeah. I have no problem if I have no spiritual problem if I go for pindapata and people give me meat and I eat. Psychologically, I don't get any difficulty. I don't have any difficulty. But now it's more like bad taste. For me, it's more like meat is bad taste. You know, those days we enjoy meat, I don't know. But after some time, because of the Dharma practice also, and also meditation, after some time, you get sensitive to energy, and this low energy, this is, you know. Then you can realize how our perception can be so different those days. You know, such a low thing also we enjoy. Wow. Very strange, you know. Now I think back, those days, how could we enjoy this Kentucky and McDonald's, you know. This is horrible. Why we enjoy it? But strange, those days when you enjoy it, you enjoy it. You really call for it and order for it. You think it's a rare item and difficult. But now I realize it's horrible. Horrible. But now vegetarian food also to get wholesome one also not easy. That's why in Tusita we try to get more land, and then now we use some land for planting the some raw vegetables. So in vegetable that doesn't need much care, you know, it grow wild. Then those type of vegetable. So usually if you come to Tusita, you'll find at least about three dish. It's at least two or three dish. They put a mark there, produced by Tusita. Produced by Tusita, to tell everybody you can eat safely. So one or two dishes are not so safe, you know, because sometimes Sunday we go for pindapata in the market and people give you whatever vegetable, you know, this one we cannot avoid, you know, just have to, you cannot throw away, our cook will cook. Then other than that, we prefer to eat what is produced by ourselves, you know, in a monastery. So we take at least three, more and more organic food they are trying to eat more organic food already. So more wholesome. And also usually here you all offer to monk a very beautiful banana. In Kuching, no longer people offer beautiful banana anymore. They will just get from the natives. You know, the natives just simply go to the forest, you know, the wild bananas, and they just cut. And then, so the banana is not so beautiful. Sometimes very short, sometimes very, you know. But they offer. This one the monk eat. Whenever they offer the beautiful one, usually we don't touch. Okay, you like to eat, you all can eat yourself, you know. Because we know the natural things, organic things, not so beautiful one. When it is beautiful, that means they have done a lot of things. In fact, you really try the taste. In Kuching, you try the durian in Kuching and durian here. But now the durian in West Malaysia, they say Mao San Wang also goes to Kuching. But it's poor quality compared to our durian. Our durian, the native durian, is like the durian 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But now the modern durian, I don't know, people say so nice taste. Really, our durian better taste. Purer in energy. So in this way. So we still try to live a very natural way, energy, good energy. But people affected already. So anyway, you try to live a wholesome life. And exercise is important. Exercise is important. If you have a good exercise, it's good. In Kuching also, our assistant, Venerable Buddha Rakita, he came up with one kind of exercise. He called it Mangala exercise. Actually, not created by me, but this is a kind of a thing which can help to open up the channel. So for some people who have the blockage in the body, if they practice this, they say Mangala exercise, they're going to have class in Penang. They have a class. we already have three, four class in Kuching already. So now they are going to start a class in Penang, maybe in I think November, December. October 26th. There's one class. They are going to start 2 days. 2 day, 1 night, like that. So they will train. After that, you can do it at home. And some from time to time, we call together and do together this exercise. So this one, many yogis, they realize after they do it, then they feel the body very fresh and energy also very different. So also back also strong. Then after that can meditate well. So Venerable Buddha Rakita, when he taught this, he will merge it together with meditation. This one and meditation merge. So that we don't do exercise to beautify our body for the sake of, we need the health for us to our mind to work well. So this is also good. Of course, for those who have other technique also can continue. If you, not necessarily one technique, but this technique also very helpful. Very helpful. But some people, they have Tai Chi, they have yoga, they feel good. It's also okay. But this one seems the report from the meditators are good. Is that so? You can organize here?
Yeah, we can organize.
No, yes, indoor. Can organize here. I think if you like, I tell Venerable Buddha Rakita. He in Kuching he conduct, but he is not the one who show. He taught a few person, and this person will demonstrate. He, as a teacher, sometimes not so convenient. So monk, not so convenient. So he trained up, I think now 6 person who can demo. But he is the one who link this with meditation. So then in 2 days, 1 night session, you have from time to time, there's a meditation session, and then you cannot be doing exercise whole day. So you do, then you meditate, and then they give talk, explain, so that you understand how these are all interrelated. And then he explained again. So many people meditated, they are hindered by their bodily blockage and whatever. And Venerable Buddha Rakita, I think he's genius in this. I really respect him. He's very, very smart. Like, kind of inborn quality. Then he can say, block like this, brother. Do this. Then you open up your blockage, and then you can meditate. Your problem can be overcome. So if you like that also, we can discuss it. Invite him to give a 2 days, 1 night session or whatever. If he cannot, then can change. He can plan another day. Because from time to time, he will be traveling over. And next year, the first 6 months, he actually takes over what I did for this year, first 6 months, before Vasa. This year, first 6 months, I went around all over to teach in China, Nepal, Thailand, and other places. And next year, he is the one who play my role. He's going around. So he will have more chance to stop over in here. So if you want to have this session, it's good. We tried internally, among our committee, we tried the session. Then everyone respond well and feel good about it. So they start to teach more. Then the response come well, people, whoever do it regularly, they feel, it's a significant change in their life, in their health. And then in their mental health also, because of that channel open up, you find you can meditate, and then you feel your emotion also more stable and steady. Because a lot of emotional problem also caused, it's caused also by our physical. You face the computer all the time, then actually it affect. So proper opening up our bodily channel is very helpful. So Venerable Buddha Rakita is a really genius in that. He's very good, really very good. So, but he won't demo. He will get his people to demo, and then he will teach and explain. He's good. He goes to our center in Penang. We have a small similar like yours, but one floor in the island near the Ta College. Near Ta College. I don't know how to call that place, but near. Is it near Ta College? Not near Ta College. Ta College, another place. New shop houses. Yeah. But if you want, you can have a session here if you like. You know, if you want to have a session, just arrange. Because I think the Penang side, I don't know, usually the registration is maybe. Because you have to care about the space. Ma. You cannot recruit too many people. It's like now, the most in this hall, maybe 15, not more than 20, definitely. Because, no, because of the space, how big it is. Like this kind of space, I think maximum 20, I think cannot, 20 also cannot, maybe 15, so that you have enough space. Yes. Try small scale first. Small scale, and when someone feel the benefit, you can always have second time, and third time, and fourth time. And then, you see, once you have a first time direct teaching, then after that you can keep the video, you see. We have video. So, but usually the first time better don't go by video. I think so. I think the best is direct with the person checking on you, seeing you, doing. Then after that you can see the video. And then the video will remind you, you see, what you heard, and you remind. Then one session usually, then after that if sometimes people want to get together and inspire each other, then you can do. In coaching they still come. Sometimes, from time to time, 1 month, once or twice, they come together, and then, you know, also a friendship already. So everyone will do together. So then they boost up their morale, then they go back and do. And because everyone will be inspired. Those who are less hardworking, you see other people, the change in another, then you also get inspired. You won't break it, you continue because of that. So if you like the session, we will tell. I arranged maybe 2 day, one night session. Bayar lepas. Bayar lepas. Billing. So take care of your health. Health is so important. The balance and the meditation, spiritual needs also important. Lead a balanced life. And then Dharma is so precious. Really. I think it's most precious in our life as a human. Really. Later you will realize. Because knowing Dharma gives us a clear understanding of what to do. You see, Dharma gives us a clear understanding of what to do. Because of knowing Dharma, knowing cause and effect, knowing how nature works. So we have a clear idea, you know, what we should do, how we should approach life, how we should regard things happening in our life. So it's very clear. But if you don't have the Dharma, you know, while you want happiness, you create the causes of suffering. You want health, you create the causes of sickness. Oh, a lot of dukkha. But with Dhamma, all this become possible. All the growth and betterment in our life becomes possible. So try. Usually we have teachers whole year round mostly. But it is still safer to you plan the date and you check, you know, like check with Sister Joanne or whatever, more or less we can determine. Like that. Usually whole year round also we have people who can teach. Most of the time you can come. Because now we still have extra capacity. Why? Kuching, East Malaysia, not so many meditators. Less. Not packed. Our hall is big. And then not packed. Only certain Gawai retreat. Gawai is a holiday, you know. Usually like 1 week, usually people go off for holiday for 1 week in Sarawak. That Gawai retreat usually is full. It's full. That's in June. Novitiate program for children. For adults anytime. In our place, novitiate is almost all the time. Whenever people come in, they want to shave and be samanera, okay. They want to be a siale, but novitiate, usually, in our place, we give novitiate for people who have stayed in our monastery before, who have meditated as a yogi before, or at least you have meditated for 10 days or 7 days before. So, if people come for more than, let's say, 2 weeks, okay, the first week observing period, then the second week you can ordain as a but next time you come back automatically, like, I mean, the moment you request, you get it, you know, so like that. First timer, because of some incidents, you know, some people you don't know, you know, they may not want to follow a rule, you know, they have their own ways, and they break the rules. So to break the rule as a lay person, not so bad. If a person break the rules as a monastic, it is very bad, you know, very difficult. So because of that, we usually want an observation period, 10 days is better. But once you have meditated, you have come to meditate first time as a yogi, next time you come back, no problem, we know you already, we know each other already. You're also familiar, you are familiar with the rule already, then no problem. Especially such as, you know, we don't allow people to use phone. You are supposed to hand over your mobile phone throughout the retreat. Not supposed to contact outside. Even to use and to contact outside, you need to get permission from the teacher throughout that period. That's very important. But in future, we may have another area. Another area means for beginners area. So people who meditate two sessions a day and read books and then share Dharma, it's like more like a camp like that. Okay, fine. Those people, if they want to use their phone, we may allow. But for our intensive retreat quarter, we want to make sure that they don't use phone and don't contact outside, don't use computer, things like that. So if you want to come in group, also can. You know, you can come in a group, you know. Usually not back. Only Gawai retreat. Sometimes year-end retreat. But year-end, if you plan a year-end retreat, but not every time we have year-end retreat. Sometimes we are busy, we don't arrange it. But still there's a retreat going on. But when we plan a retreat, it's different. It's more like everyone register and come, start when we have a series of talks and whatever. But if they come, all the time is a retreat is going on. It's a meditation center. I don't know. So you are welcome to come if you like. You can meditate, and if you can meditate well, you can stay a long time and continue to meditate also can. But West Malaysia, you can get 3 months. You can come in and stay for 3 months. And then if you want to extend, can extend another 3 months or whatever. Well, you have to decide, you know, I cannot decide for you. You have to decide, you know. That's why sometimes it is good to have a thorough understanding before you decide. So, you have to study and you have to ask what you want and how far you want to go, what realization you want to attain. You know, you have to ask yourself. And then, because of that, in the same way, you know, just like you want to choose, you know, which map to use. You know, you have to ask yourself, this map, where it leads me to, what are the things that criteria you find on this map? And you want to learn this map, Samatha Vipassana, then what are the criteria on this map? You have to ask. I think if you read up Visuddhimagga, the path of purification, if you read thoroughly, and then more or less you get quite the picture. You know, especially the wisdom part at the back. The wisdom part. After the, you see, if you read, you see, Sila, okay, it's very clear. Samadhi, you can read up. Okay, this one you say, well, I may not want to go that far. The purification of the mind. But starting from purification of the view and purification of overcoming doubt. And purification of what is path, what is not path. These are the few things you can focus. The path of purification. And then you ask yourself, am I going to attain this? Will it help me to attain this? For example, overcoming doubt. There are 14 types of doubt supposed to be overcome. So you ask yourself, are you going to overcome doubt with this, like that? So you ask yourself, and then you can decide how you want to decide what to do, what to practice. See, if you really want to, for example, the 14 types of doubt, you can classify into 3 types: past, present, and future. How to overcome this doubt? Through direct experience. What types of concentration do you need to overcome doubt, past, present and future. You have to ask yourself, then only you decide what to practice. If you want to practice this practice assure you or lead you to achieve what level of concentration, and what level of concentration is necessary to realize this, to penetrate this truth. So in this way, so you have to clearly, you have to understand a little bit. I think the path of purification will show, guide you a lot. Will guide you a lot. Okay? So I cannot decide for you. We don't want to decide like that, because it won't work this way. You have to read yourself, and then, okay, according to this map, okay, what are the criteria, what are the things that I can find on this map? According to this map, what are the things that I can find on this map? And now this training, Samatha and Vipassana training, now starting, we are only touching on the Samatha side. Samatha and Vipassana training, actually you can also go without jhana, but same, the road map is the same, the Vipassana map is the same, you still need to practice to overcome doubt, to overcome view, and to purify view, and you still need to overcome doubt. And this doubt, you can read from Visuddhimagga, 14 types of doubt, clearly. And then you ask yourself, have I overcome this doubt? Or can I overcome this doubt this way? Then you ask. Then after that, okay, if I want to overcome this doubt about past, present and future, then you have to ask yourself, what level of concentration I need? And what kind of training leads me to what concentration? For example, the four elements meditation, it will not lead you to jhana. It can only lead you to excess concentration. For example, Buddha Nusati, you cannot attain jhana. Okay, so if your aim is I want to get absorption, then you won't go by recollection of the Buddha's virtues. You use it as a foundation only. But you won't expect it can lead you to jhana, because this method cannot lead you to jhana. Why? There's a mechanism in it. Because for Buddha Nusati, the recollection of the Buddha's virtues, this technique, you need to apply a lot of vitaka vichara. The application of the mind and the sustained application of the mind. Initial application and sustained application. So you need to apply vitaka and vichara, these two chetasika. You need to apply a lot. So because of that, and then that level is difficult to get jhana. Even though first jhana also got vitaka vichara, but different. And the second, for example, if you want to attain fourth jhana, you don't go by metta, karuna, mudita. Loving kindness, compassion, and appreciative joy, you don't go by. Because this one, maximum, it leads you only up to third jhana. It cannot lead you up to fourth jhana. If you want to go up to fourth jhana, you have to go by upekkha. Upekkha practice lead is fourth jhana. So in this way, you need to understand, this method leads to this. This method leads to this. This method leads to this. After that, you ask yourself, what are the aim I want to achieve? Okay, if I want to achieve this aim, you read out Visuddhimagga. What are the criteria? So, what are the methods I want to adopt? For example, if you want to have more faith towards the Buddha, you have to have a power of the faith, then you do a lot of Buddha Nusati. That's correct. But if you want to use it to produce strong light of wisdom or powerful, it is difficult. Because it is limited by the method. The method itself is limited. For example, now if you want to get good concentration, if you go here, some people follow the yoga way of paying attention. They say also on breath. But they go in and go out and in and out. This one, no way to get jhana. No way. If you want to get jhana, the object must not be moving in this way. So you have to understand. So if you want to get deep concentration so that you have a strong concentration to practice vipassana, then you have to understand to develop what to find the right object to produce the right concentration. So in this way. So you have to ask the son and study a little bit. And Visuddhimagga will lead you a long way. You can read up, and especially the wisdom part, and then you can understand. Okay? And you decide for yourself. So it is a personal choice and preference. You know, our job is to teach and share the knowledge only. The choice is yours. Okay? So we make aspiration and sharing of merits.
Idang me punya asawakaya wahang hotu. Idang me punya nibbanasa pacayo hotu. Mama punya bagang sabasatana bajema te sabe me sama punya bagang labandu sadu sadu sadu.